The C.J. Mountford Center is a resource center for people of color and Aboriginal peoples at the University of Guelph. This is where we all unite. The Mountford Center, located in McKinnon Room 54 and 55, provides a microwave, two computers, and a fridge, among other resources. The center is a place to study, sleep, or relax. It's a place for great conversation. If you want to vent, share experience, good or bad, this is the place for you. You meet great people, and it's just an overall awesome environment. Don't hesitate to drop in anytime before 10 p.m., and you're sure to meet a smiling face. For more information, call us at 519-824-4120, extension 56911, or visit us at www.uoguelph.ca/Mountford, or join our Facebook group.
CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is These Things That People Make, and I'm currently on the road in New York City, and on my way there, I stopped in the Adirondacks to hang out with my very cool aunts. You may remember meeting Mary Beth on this show. She brews beer, and I did a show about her. She's my aunt who lives little bit outside of Syracuse, and I also met Norman, who is a very able carpenter and makes these really amazing dollhouses. Norman is my aunt Marybeth's father, and this is a conversation we had. I met him for the first time at a Christmas dinner, and he showed me these amazing dollhouses he built. So this is our interview. How long have you been making dollhouses for? How did you figure out how to do it?
I just designed my own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dollhouses are made to be played with, too.
Yeah.
My kids can play with these things. They have one in there. In fact, I was in Kmart one time. I should get that on tape.
Yeah. We're recording. Yeah.
I'm recording now. Well, I'll give you the story when we go in on the other one. But, I forgot what I was going to say on this
you
one.
You were in Kmart one time.
Well, that's got to do with the other dollhouse. I'll have to give that story when
okay, so because this is radio, I need you to describe the house.
And what I did is I made a dollhouse pattern after a cottage in England, and then I used a fireplace from another cottage and put it in this dollhouse, and the stairway from another cottage, and I combined the three. And it had a lot of challenges to it, because in England, they have slate roofs or thatched roofs or tile roofs, and I picked the slate, and I had to come up with some kind of roofing material that looked like slate. So I took formica and used the rough side of formica, and I painted it to look like slate, and I fitted them on one at a time. And then I used a tile cap that I actually made out of wood that looks like tile that I turned on my lathe. And in the front, I always wanted to do a garden, so I put an English garden in the front. And I got from the craft stores locally, I bought all the things that had little tiny flowers, and I managed to come up with a nice garden, including vines climbing up the front of the house. One room in the house, which I'm kind of proud of, the living room, is called the cherry room because all the paneling in there is actual cherry. And
whoa.
I used a marble fireplace, more of a formal type room.
And what's the story with all the furniture?
The furniture I bought at garage sales, flea markets, and estate sales. I did make the furniture in one house, the very first house I built. And it's a lot of work to make the furniture when you can pick it up for next to nothing at the different sales. And the first house I built, which is a 3/4 inch to a foot, this English house is one inch to a foot, which is more of the standard. But the other one, it's the first one I built for my daughters when they were like 7 and 5. And it's been to Texas and back, and the grandkids played with it, and one grandkid has claimed it now. But a few years back, I was in Kmart, and a woman came up who I didn't know who she was, and she said, "Hello, Mr. Thomas." She says, "You don't know who I am, but when I was little, I used to come over to your house to play with your dollhouse." And
wow.
One of the nicest compliments I've ever had,
yeah.
You know, that she thought so much of it at the time.
So it's how tall? It's about...
Oh, it's got to be 3 foot tall.
By like...
The English one, about 3 foot tall by 3.5 long, and then a foot and a half, almost 2 foot thick, including the garden. And these houses are made to be played with, and they've gone through many years of being played with, not the English one, because it's fairly recent. But what I model them after is if I can't sit on them, they're not strong enough. And I weigh 250 pounds.
Like sit on the top?
I can sit on these dollhouses.
That's a good motto because you want it to be... Because the thing is that they look very precious.
Yeah.
Like they look really special.
It's strong. Yep.
And so to have something that's really special and playable is kind of a...
Yes.
It's a beautiful idea.
And in fact, as I say, the first one, I made all the furniture, and it went to Texas and back, and it's gone through several generations of kids playing with it, and only the piano stool didn't make it. And I had to remake that. And I made a better one. I made one that twirls that you can regulate, the circular one. But all the other furniture made, it's kind of crude, but if my furniture that I make can't be thrown across the room and survive, then it doesn't belong in a house.
Yeah.
You know. But the furniture in the English house is a little more delicate, because I say I didn't build it. You know, I picked it up where I could. And the hardest thing to find is all the little extras, the little dishes and chalices and cooking materials and stuff like that, you know, which really make the house.
But I bet it's exciting when you do find them.
Yes. And that's part of the fun. I'm looking all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I went to an estate sale this summer. The woman had died, and the daughters were selling it, and she had a nice collection of nice doll furniture, and I want to build a castle next. So, you know, I looked at it, and they had a high price on it, so I went back the next day, the last day of the sale. I says, I'll give you $40 for all of it. And she says, $40? She says, you know what this stuff costs in store? I says, yeah, that's why I'm here offering you $40, because I know what it costs, and I can't buy it at the store, you know. Yeah. So she sold it to me.
Survivor, where in the world, where have you been? Mountain climber, hey, old timer, greenest eyes I've ever seen.
Listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and we're interviewing Norman, who makes the most beautiful dollhouses I've ever seen. He is a family member I didn't know I had, and this is our interview.
But that's where I find, I like to hunt to look for stuff too, and I look for other stuff besides that.
So it's this dollhouse is four rooms. The two upstairs have amazing wallpaper.
That is a dollhouse wallpaper, because if you use regular wallpaper on a dollhouse, it has to be in scale.
Yeah.
So this paper was made for doll houses, which, again, I picked up at estate sales. I went to an estate sale one time where the guy had built doll houses, and I bought everything.
Yeah.
And I think I spent maybe $40, and I probably got $1,000 worth of molding and what, and all that molding you see in there came from that sale. It's actual scale molding, that tiny quarter round and everything else, which, if you buy it new, costs a fortune.
And yeah. why do you like making dollhouses?
Because it's challenging, it's creative, yeah. and you get to do things, and it looks like a real house when you're finished.
Yeah.
And when you take films of it, photos of it, people think it's a real house, you know.
Yeah.
And it brings a lot of joy, you know, making something like that, you know. And it's an heirloom too. I you know, maybe one day one of my houses will be in the Smithsonian.
I hope so.
Yeah, you never know.
They should be. Yeah.
Now, I had a friend of mine made me promise that I'd build one for a granddaughter, and I said I would. And she didn't have a granddaughter, but she had grandsons. And I said, not a problem. I'll build a farm set. I always wanted to build a farm set.
Yeah.
So I did that, and that's up in Maine now. And it has a milking parlor, and it has a loading dock and a truck to pull up to the milking parlor to load the milk cans. And of course, today the kids don't know what milk cans are, so I did both milk cans and bulk pickup, too. I got little hoses running around to the stanchions, and I found a stainless steel coffee mug that I made a tank, you know, in the milk room. And that turned out. And then I made a little outbuilding for the tractors and stuff, which I found at all these garage sales. And I put a little light on there over the gas tank at the outbuilding, so nobody can steal the gas at night.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can we go back and look at the other one
sure.
for a second? Can you look my room, Dad? Now, this one has a bathroom. The other one didn't have a bathroom.
Yes. The other one is a 19th century house in the 1800s in England. And this house is a modern house in the suburbs of Syracuse where
okay.
I live.
Can you walk us through room? Can you describe it room to room?
Yep. We have downstairs, we have the living room, which is the largest room, and it has a fireplace on one end that I modeled after the fireplace in my house. And then next to it is the dining room. And this house, I made all the furniture. And I had a box where I kept throwing stuff in there, and stuff would be made from that box. And different items, such as in the bathroom, you'll notice a little clip that came off a beer can while I was drinking a beer, which I made into a towel.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's a very nice towel.
So then there's the kitchen, and I modeled that kind of after my kitchen. And then you got the two bedrooms upstairs, and then since it's a modern house, it's bathroom up here, and it's difficult to put a bathroom in a dollhouse because you have stairs and then you have to go up. There's a little hall in front of that, and it's a little challenging. And I found out from my daughters that when they were little and they played with this and their friends, the challenge was to take a doll with your hand, run it up the stairs and into one of the bedrooms from the hall.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They like doing it. If you could do that, you pass the dollhouse playing stand. Yeah, I didn't know that. I tried to avoid that.
And then there's two bedrooms. One of them has bunk beds.
Yeah, one. No, that's a canopy bed.
Oh.
And that has a hardwood floor. The other one has wall-to-wall carpeting.
Each floor, there's some really different flooring in this one. There's some linoleum.
Yeah, there's linoleum in the kitchen and carpet. This went to Texas, and then it came back. And my grandchildren in Texas actually used real water when they played in this. And
wow.
Did some damage. I had to do some repair work when it came back, you know. So they got new wallpaper and new flooring in some of the rooms. And there's the piano stool there that was the replacement for the only
piece of
furniture. Yep, that's just made from a 2x4. It's cut out of a 2x4.
That's great.
All. Yeah, as I say, I made the furniture. The furniture is kind of crude, so I don't cry when something gets broke.
And so do you picture a house in your head and then you draw it out?
I draw it first, yes.
And then you think of the materials you want to use.
Yes, yes. And it's remarkable how much materials can go into a house. Now, this house is 40 years old and cost me $80 to build 40 years ago. So today, you have to say it would probably be $300, $400. That's why people say, will you build me a house? I'll pay you for it. You know, if they just had to pay for the materials, they'd back off. You know, plus if they had to pay for labor, it would be unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you build houses for people?
No, I don't do anything for money.
No.
Nope. I have three children, three grandchildren, and they keep me busy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And it's no fun when you do things for money. It becomes, you know, I'm retired, so I got all the time in the world. And I don't really don't have all the time in the world, but it keeps me busy just doing that kind of stuff.
Do you have woodworking in your family? Did you learn about wood?
On my own.
I need to see pictures.
Yep. Of course, I belong to the woodworking club, and I belong to the wood turning club. I've been in the turning the last 6 or 7
years. These are the pictures of us at Mike's wedding.
And I just learn as you go along. And yeah. I also have a metal shop, too, in my woodworking.
You also have a metal shop.
I have a metal lathe and a metal mill, and I do some metal work, too. Gunsmithing, things like that.
Would you ever make a dollhouse out of metal?
No, no. But I could make things for the dollhouse out of metal. You know, a bed or a chandelier or something like that.
So if I was going to start making dollhouses, what advice would you give me?
Well, don't build a kit.
Okay.
I have all kinds of kits. They're very difficult to do, and they're never strong enough. You know, and kids play with them, and they would break them. So you've got to make it strong. And today, of course, the wood that I use today is MDF board. And it's a very strong board, and it's easy to mill. My original one was all built out of plywood. And then just build it strong. And as I say, build it so you can sit on it. And model it after a real house from a photograph or a house in the area. Yeah. And you have a problem sometimes in the design because you can't have a room in front of a room. It presents a problem.
Yeah.
And if you just do a one room thick, the house is never deep enough. That's why you'll notice that this house here has a hangover colonial porch in the front. Give it that depth.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, with a nice hanging light.
Now you have the depth.
Neato. Where's the front door? Oh, there's the front door.
Front door is right here.
Yeah.
It's open. There's a little closet there underneath the stairway.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Norman. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, nothing I can think of. But
that's great.
What is your radio show?
It's called These Things That People Make. And it's about anything someone makes that is not, like, high art.
Yeah. This is what they would call folk art.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And, you know, I don't think people, like, I think that people assume nowadays that toys are, like, toys last 5 years and then they are, you throw them in the garbage, you know? Like, things are not lasting the same. It's same with houses, actually, like real houses, people building houses.
Well, if you go to the museums and you see the old houses like this, they were owned by rich people, and they were given to the children to play with only at certain times. And the girls, it was a learning experience in furniture placement, stuff like that.
Whoa.
It wasn't just, here, here's the house, play with it.
Yeah.
It was a learning thing for them.
Yeah.
And only the rich people had them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several houses in the world today that are famous.
Mm.
And one of them is Queen Mary's house.
Okay.
And that's over in Windsor Castle. And it was the queen and everybody in the empire that had any kind of business contributed to it in scale.
Wow, interesting.
And the other one is Colleen Moore's dollhouse, and that's in the Industrial Museum in Chicago. And that's Fairy Tale Castle. And things like the chandelier in the main room has 60 carats of emeralds and diamonds in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Colleen Moore was a silent film star. She had a lot more. And then the other one is the White House.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's been at the New York State Fair. So I haven't seen Colleen Moore's house, but I've seen Queen Mary's house, and I've seen the White House.
So there's dollhouses that are made for children, or there were dollhouses that were made for children to learn how to be proper adults.
Yeah, and there's...
And then there's dollhouses that are replicas of famous places.
Yes, that are just models.
That are just
like
there for
Queen
people
Mary,
to look
I'm sure
at.
Queen Mary never let her kids play with her dollhouse.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Colleen Moore didn't either. Yeah. There's been books on that, written on it, you know. Colleen Moore's and the Queen's too.
Do you ever go to, are there like miniature shows you go to or dollhouse shows?
I have been to them. There was one locally that I went to, and it was interesting, and I do like to see them in different shops too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff is, the little, that's why I look for the stuff at the garage sales and flea markets, because if you had to pay the full price for them, it's unbelievable what they pay. One piece of furniture that was in that estate sale that I got for $40 sold for $35 because the price was on it. One piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you think people like miniature things?
Because they can display something without taking up a lot of room.
Yeah, I think there's something about like seeing, being able to see a replica of a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, they don't serve any practical purpose, you know.
But they're pretty satisfying.
They like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's why people collect thimbles. You know, there are people that just collect thimbles.
You know? I don't think I'll
you can have a lot of thimbles without taking up a lot of room.
And that does it for these things that people make this week. Please stay tuned next week. Have a great week.
True. Yeah. Well, this is going to, I'll let you know when it's going to be on the radio. You can listen on the internet or I'll send you a copy.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, can I listen to it?
Yeah, yeah, I'll send you a CD.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks.
Great. Yeah.
These are incredible.
Good.